your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Welcome to The Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. This is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie. And today is a Tailspin Tuesday, isn't it?
It is a Tailspin Tuesday. Why is it a Tailspin Tuesday, Steph?
Well, there's only about 100 planets that are in retrograde, including Mercury, today. So, yes, it's definitely a Tailspin Tuesday.
Oh, you know what we should call it? Turnaround Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
They're going backwards.
That's
or look like
true.
They're going backwards.
That's true. It is true. And if, you know, I mean, seriously, there's like, I'm looking at the list, and of course, Mercury is the most well-known of all of them, right? But there's 7 planets in retrograde: Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, Chiron. Oh, okay. I'm not pronouncing
it.
Right.
I'm not looking at the list. Is that it?
Chiron.
Yeah, that's okay. Chiron.
I guess I don't know about that one. Uranus.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Steph,
and
you're fine.
Mercury. Oh my goodness. And in addition to all of that, a new moon tomorrow night. So the new moon will be a good groovy kind of thing going on with all those, right? We like the new moon.
It is good. I like the new moon because I've been out walking at night trying to see if I can find the Bigfoot by the river again.
Yes.
Sasquatch. So
Yes. So we have to, I think early November, I'm coming out there and we're going to sit by that river for a long time at night and see what we can hear or find or whatever, you know?
Yep. Exactly.
I think it'll be fun. So how are you other than all of these planets in retrograde and the new moon? Ooh, crazy. And the veil is thin. So wowza, that's kind of a tailspin.
Yeah. No, everything's been good. You know, I mean, it's a crazy month with just everything going on with October, but I've been much better about balance this year. Mm-hmm. So even though it's October, I make sure that I'm not loaded up in my schedule for stuff. You know what we did the other day? This was kind of interesting. I had a friend come over who she is all things vintage, especially when it comes to jewelry. And she works in a vintage and new jewelry store, and it's a really nice, it's a really beautiful store. And so she came over because Tim has a freakish amount of bins of like jewelry, just most of it's like not good stuff, you know, or just costume jewelry, just fun stuff, whatever. But he has bins of it just that he got through back like a long time ago when he used to work at the Goodwill. Mm-hmm. They would have bins. And it was it wasn't sorted yet. It was, I don't know, pre-sorted, I guess. And so he would, you buy them for a couple bucks. It's kind of like, you know, it's like a kind of a treasure hunt, right? You're looking through it to see if there's actually something dumped in there that might be worth something, right? Mm-hmm. So you pay not much, and you have a big bin of jewelry that just gets dumped in there. And anyway, so we started searching through it, seeing if we could find some stuff. And, you know, we found some pretty valuable stuff, actually, which was kind of weird. But then also it became kind of a psychometry game, you know, which was kind of, I guess we didn't intend for it to be that, but she's taken some of my intuition classes, and that's how we met. And then, you know, of course I do what I do. And so we were trading jewelry back and forth, seeing like, well, what do you get from this? What do you get from this? Because, you know, jewelry is one of those things that it's a really awesome thing to do psychometry with. And for psychometry is, you know, being able to get information through touch from an item. And so we were doing that throughout the afternoon. Of course, we had to sit outside and do it because it was beautiful on Sunday. And it was just, it was a lot of fun, actually. It was a fun day of just doing something unique and doing something a little different with it. So we had our psychometry session on Sunday afternoon, and it was loads of fun. And yeah, and it was fun to learn from her too, because she is incredibly knowledgeable. And I learned some neat things on how to look at jewelry as well. So that was fun. And we had a good time. But it was fun to do the psychometry piece of it. I guess for whatever reason, I didn't think of it when we were getting started. But then as she's looking through it, because she looked through it first, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And so she'd look through it, and she had her loop and everything, and she's looking at stuff. And then as she's holding it, because she has to look at it for a while, because she's looking for certain, you know, stamps or marks or, you know, inclusions or whatever. And she would hold it for a while and then say, oh, you know, what are you getting from this? So anyway, it was kind of cool. It was fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Sounds fun. Did you find any really fun, like fun jewelry that you might wear?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some, let me tell you, because there's a couple of different piles that happened. Well, she kept some stuff. I kept some stuff. There's stuff that we'll try and sell. And then there's stuff that's going back to the Goodwill. So I'm going to just take it right back and donate it. So, but some of that, some of the costume jewelry was really fun. And some of it actually I can repurpose. And so I'll take it apart and use the beads or, you know, the chains or whatever for other things. And some of it can just go right into the Halloween bin, because I'll be keeping it for something fancy down the road.
That's right.
So, right. So no, it's just
that old stuff. That old stuff is really fun. I mean, like, even I have a couple jewelry boxes from my childhood, right? That I don't know who all, I mean, some of it was probably my aunt, some of it was my mom's, you know, and every once in a while I come across them and I have to look and I'm like, this is so cool. This is so fun, you know, and I'll never get rid of them. I mean, it's not like a lot of stuff. It's like small boxes, you know, and it's just, and I think, oh, I'm going to wear that. And I do occasionally, you know, it's just kind of fun, you know, so.
It is. Yeah. There was a lot of fun 80s stuff, which now is vintage, like how sad is that? But it's making a comeback, or it has made a comeback, you know, with, you know, the kids nowadays. So, you know, there's some fun. I just put all the, you know, stuff that looked like it was 80s, put it in a bin, and I'll, you know, see if I can either give it to someone, like a big bag of, here's a whole bunch of 80s jewelry and stuff. And then there was a bunch of other stuff too. And, you know, some fun costume stuff. So anyway, but the psychometry part I thought was interesting. So I wanted to talk about that here, because, you know, it's a good way to, and how are we ever going to know if it's accurate? Like, there's nobody to ask, but it's still fun to do it, because then we can both do it and compare what we got to each other, you know? And so that's kind of fun to just do that for practice.
Absolutely. That is fun. Yeah. So, and the weekend was fun, and I was going to come to your meditation, and why didn't I? There was some reason why I didn't, because I wanted to see the studio, and I thought, I haven't been to the group meditation for a long time, and I thought I would, and then something came up, and I couldn't go. But was it good? Because you used a gong or something, right? It was something different.
Yep, we had the gong out for that one, and boy, that thing is really, you know, I warned people ahead of time, because, and I don't wail on the gong. There's a lot of really amazing ways to play the gong without banging the heck out of it. So, I've taught myself, I guess, and learned some techniques. And so it can be really healing, but every time I've used it, so I don't use it very often, for, you know, that vibration gets into people's like heart chakra, chest cavity, and it makes people like cough really hard. You know, they're getting, I think they're just, you know, getting stuff out of their lungs or whatever. And so I warned people ahead of time. And of course, everybody has to wear masks in the studio. And during the meditation, everybody's facing away from each other. They're facing in a circle out, not in. And so I said, you know, don't feel weird if all of a sudden you have to cough a lot, because that happens with the gong for whatever reason. It's just a really good, like, heart chakra clearing tool. Mm-hmm. And one gal, she was coughing so much, she had to leave during the meditation because she didn't want to be that disruptive. But she doesn't come very often. I think it was her second time ever. And she had to get up, and we get done, and she's like, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And it was, because it really is healing. And the instruments, when I do group meditation, each one will tell me whose turn it is. And gong doesn't come up very often. So I know that one, when it's time, is like, oh, it's time. So, yeah. So it's good. So you have to come some other time when we do the gong. I'm hoping to get a bigger gong. I only have a 20-inch gong right now, which is not really that big for the kind of things I want to do. I'd like to get like a 30-inch or a 32-inch.
Well, and you know, when you do Reiki, you use some... What do you use when you do Reiki? I mean, don't you use a bell or something, or what?
I work with the drums and the singing bowls.
So that's what it is, the singing bowls. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are crazy.
Like 10 different singing bowls and different sizes, different sounds. But I would love to get a bigger gong because I'd love to do a sound bath healing.
Yeah. That
could be an option for people. And the 20 inch is fine. It's just... you'd have to keep moving back around and mm-hmm. doing the vibration. So it'd be nice to have something that would hold it for a little bit longer. So bigger gong would work better for that. But yeah, that would be, that's next on the list someday.
Mm-hmm. Someday. Yeah. Someday. Well, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it went well. Goodness.
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
It was good. I was busy. I went with Jerry down to Humbird, Wisconsin, because the Big Para Expo is this weekend. So we had to do some things down there, and the activity in that hotel has just totally ramped up. I mean, we walked up there and it was like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I think it'll be really good. I think it'll be fantastic. I'm sure I'll have some really good stories next week. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and hopefully we get the Scream, right? That's what I'm hoping, because I mean, we're there all weekend. We have two big public paranormal investigations, and a lot of the people that are going to be in the investigation are staying there, right? And they have to keep their rooms open for the investigation piece. And a lot of them are other paranormal investigators, which will be fun, right? And we know them all, right? So it'll be fun. And then we have some people that have just paid because there's only 6 rooms, right? They were taken almost right away. And then we have, some people coming in that just paid for the investigation and the ghost hunting course. And so, yeah, I think it'll be super fun. And we're staying there too, but we're all staying, our whole team and the Squatchers, we're all staying downstairs on the main floor in the owner's apartment. Actually, they're moving out to the camper.
Oh, wow.
So we get to stay in the apartment. Yes. So it's going to be like wall-to-wall airbeds, for the girls. And then, it'll be like a big slumber party. It'll be super fun. But so we'll be there all night. So I think we'll leave a voice recorder running the whole night, all night, both nights, But I'm hoping we get that crazy scream again. I mean, wouldn't that just be something?
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will let you know, but I have a feeling... And they were telling me that, there have been just all kinds of things happening to people who have been staying up there as well. So, I think it'll be really fun. It'll be super fun. I'm excited. So that's happening this weekend. So trying to get ready for all that too, and it's like, it'll be super fun. Be super tired when it's done, right? And have to have it. I took off Monday just in case, I can't handle it going to work. So we are all good. But yeah, so... Yeah, Oopta, lots going on, and it is October, and you are right, and I have done the same thing. So, Monday nights are typically my night to do sit in front of the TV. Last night I caught up on Browntown. those crazy Alaskan bush people, which I think they're just phenomenal. But, tonight is our paranormal smorgasbord.
It is. First Tuesday of the month.
Yes. And, every once in a while we talk about paranormal TV shows. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this one or not, but I was last weekend, I found the Travel Channel for like an hour. And you know who was I? I didn't even know they had a show. So it's the Osbournes, and they have a paranormal TV show ID. I mean,
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, Jack had that one with that gal. Right. I can't can't remember what it was called. And that one was straightforward, just paranormal. I mean, it was a good show, you know. But this one is like Ozzy and Sharon are like at the command center. And then Jack and Kelly are the paranormal investigators. Well, okay, Kelly is scared to death, right? And I mean, it's hysterical, right? Because she's like, I'm not going in there. This is ridiculous. Blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, Ozzy just mumbles. And Sharon, I mean, you know, it was very entertaining. Can I just say? And I can't remember.
Imagine.
Yes, where they were, but it was a very interesting place because there were like a couple of different buildings, and then there was like an octagon house that they were the most scared of, you know. And they said, "Oh, there's all crazy," and Kelly was like running, and I mean, you know, it was a good show. I gotta say, for me, it was very, very fun to watch.
Sounds entertaining.
Yes, that's exactly it. It was very entertaining, you know. So,
well, because they're a fun bunch to watch just in general. Yes. So I can imagine turning it upside down and putting them in a paranormal location would be interesting. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. So if anybody's looking for something to watch out there, you know, check out the Osbournes. I mean, it's tongue in cheek, right? I mean, they did get some stuff. I'm not saying they didn't, because this location they were in was very active. But it's just funny watching Kelly scream and run. And even Jack was like, I don't want to go in there. I don't want to go in there. Okay, well, he's been doing this now for a couple of years, right, on this other show. I don't remember what that show is called. But so anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there because, you know, this is the Paranormal Smorgasbord.
Of course. So yeah. Sherry is asking, is it more substantial than Zach and Company? Well, I don't. Probably
well,
not.
You know, here's the thing.
It doesn't sound like it.
I only saw one, and I don't know where this location was. I have never seen it on any other ghost hunting show, so I couldn't really tell you. And I didn't see the whole episode. I saw like maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, you know, and then I had to run somewhere. But it was, I mean, they did the research, right? They had the history of this whole place and what went on. They had aerial views. I mean, it was kind of like a typical normal paranormal show, except paranormal investigators were the Osbournes, right? Which, so it was very entertaining. Jack, because he's been doing this for a long time, he kind of did a good job. Still said, I don't want to go in there, you know, but I've heard other paranormal investigators on TV say the same thing. So I can't just say that was only him. But Kelly, on the other hand, like I said, she would run when she got scared and say, I'm not going back in there. You know what I mean? So I thought it was very entertaining. And yes, I think everybody should give it a watch, you know, just to see. It's not a hardcore one. But yeah, it is very entertaining. And like I said, they did the research. They did the whole nine yards. So it's good. I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually.
It sounds entertaining. But, you know, then you're asking, Sherry was asking about Zach, and that's a different kind of entertaining.
Right.
You know, and how much evidence? I think they get an interesting amount of evidence. I mean, I don't know. So I don't know. I guess I haven't seen the other one to know.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, and they did have evidence, right? And Sherry, and like I said, not Sherry, Ozzy and Sharon had, you know, they were watching, and, you know, and Sharon, of course, it's her children, right? So she's like, oh geez, I really don't like them in there. I mean, you know, so, you know, you can't, it was fun. It was just fun. It's just a different twist, I think, on this whole paranormal show business. So yeah, I don't know, I think you should try to find it. Now Dave said he couldn't sit through a whole episode, but I thought it was cool. I liked it.
So there's a question in the chat room from Pacers is asking, what do you think about the link between having a paranormal experience and dreams? So I'm just going to assume that you're talking about like this kind of stuff is happening in the same time frame of someone's life. Like you're having a lot of paranormal experiences and possibly having some, you know, dreams that you remember. That's where I'm going to go with this. If you won't need me to go a different direction, because you had my name in there, so you're asking me, I guess, so I'll say what I think first. But I think that there can be a connection, because I also believe that spirit can talk to us through our dreams. They can connect with us through our nighttime experiences. So it's possible that if you're having a lot of paranormal experiences in your home or wherever, and having a lot of very vivid dreams or dreams that you remember, you know, things like that, they definitely can be connected. I wouldn't assume. There's a lot of things I don't assume, though, either. So it's one of those, like, case-by-case basis things. I don't know that I would say, yep, they're connected or whatever. But anyway, so hopefully I'm answering their question right, because I hope I read it right. But, I mean, they definitely can be connected. It's just, it depends. There's so many answers that I start with, well, it depends, because mm-hmm. it does depend. Every situation is a little different.
Yes.
So, but it's a good question. If you need me to clarify, add more detail, and I will certainly do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. So I have a little something that I was thinking of when I was looking up topics. Well, I didn't have to look this one up. It showed up in my news feed the other day. And let me see if I can find it. Where is it? It is the, well, now see, I started looking for the Osborne show and I lost my page. Okay. So this was yesterday, I think. It showed up in my news feed. This fireball, right, in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
No.
There's a ton of, like, Ring doorbell cams that caught this just by chance, you know, whatever. Huge fireball lit up the sky in the night. And some of these people are saying that it was enough to recharge their solar lights outside. It was that bright. So.
Wow.
And there was a huge boom with it. And, you know, so then, of course, you know, they're saying it's a meteor. And the reason there was this boom is because it was so close to the Earth. You know, it got within like 20 miles, maybe before it exploded or however that works. I don't know. I didn't see any more detail than that in the one article that I read. And so I thought that was pretty cool because they said, well, 20 miles sounds like a long ways away, but it's really not that far because most of them, you know, come within 60 to 70 miles, that would be considered close. And again, I'm just reading this off this article that came through my newsfeed. But I thought, well, that's interesting because what if, you know, we classify it as a meteor?
Right.
Because that's what it looks like. But what if something is disguising itself to look like a meteor? So we go, eh, no big deal, and blow it off and don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what is something else that you're thinking about?
Like, what if it's some kind of alien crap?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, right? Because we wouldn't pay attention to it. You're right. So it would just be... And if it's that bright... I mean, meteors are bright, but are they that bright that they would charge up solar panels?
I'll put the link on the chat room. You can see it.
Yeah.
It was bright. They have a couple of videos that they've put up there, and it was bright. I was surprised for some reason when I saw the original picture, because, you know, they put a screenshot mm-hmm. of a video as in the news feed mm-hmm. and I thought it was daylight. That's what that just one shot where it's really bright, and I thought it was daylight. So then when I was watching the video, I guess I was surprised that it was nighttime, because I didn't understand that from just the picture. So it was bright. It was really bright. I would have probably passed out if I would have seen that. So and then I would have probably run over there like any other, you know, silly person that shouldn't go towards the bad stuff happening and hope that it was aliens and whatever. So that's probably what I would have done. But anyway, did you have a chance to watch it, or it didn't show up yet?
I haven't watched it. I'm going to look. Is there audio? Can I turn it on?
I don't think there's audio. I think,
okay.
Well, there might be on some of them. I don't know.
Okay.
But you don't need audio for this one. It's really cool. So I put the link in the chat room for people that are in the chat room. And this one was on
CBS. Oh, my. And it's blue. It's
CBS
News. Like blue.
Yeah, bright blue. And so it's under cbsnews.com is where the link that I shared. Anyway, cbsnews.com/news/bright-blue-fireball-video-Colorado.
That's interesting. That is cool.
If you're just listening. But anyway, yeah, it's really bright, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually bright. Yeah. And all these Ring doorbells caught it. And I wonder if anybody ever caught. So it kind of like, it didn't make it to the Earth though, right? So it was kind of like halfway down, and then it just kind of went from what I've seen. Anyway.
Right. That's what they are saying, that it's, the boom was maybe it disintegrated, exploded, something, or I don't know, maybe something about coming into the Earth's atmosphere, some kind of, but anyway,
That's cool.
So I didn't see anything about it hitting anywhere. So I wonder if it disintegrated. But yeah, there's, let's see here, Sherry in the chat room said spaceships looking like rocks. I mean, why wouldn't they? They can look like anything, right? And then Dave said they've gone as far as theorize the moon was manufactured and deliberately placed in the Earth's orbit, which I've seen the shows on TV, the Netflix, you know, whatever. I think it's an interesting theory.
Some say you can see a face in the orb. What in a orb? In any orb, Cater? I have seen, you know, Kimmy from Cat Paranormal has some photos of orbs that you swear, they're like baby faces in there, and it was taken in the baby cemetery. But so are you talking about any orbs or this specific fireball? Because I've never heard of any faces in fireballs. Have you? I guess I don't know.
I mean, could some of it be matrixing, I suppose? But yeah, it's, I don't know. I saw that and I thought, that's cool. You know, thankfully it didn't sound like anybody got hurt, and I don't think it hit. I mean, if for anything I've seen, I haven't seen that it hit anywhere. But I thought, wouldn't that be cool if it was actually an alien spacecraft? Or if that, what if there are alien spacecrafts all the time that come shooting in? I mean, how many do they say, you know, meteors come into our atmosphere every day, right? Mm-hmm. And wouldn't that be a great way to disguise yourself coming here?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, we get enough of them, right? I mean, that one is spectacular. I've never seen a blue one before. So that one is really cool.
I thought that was cool. So it makes me kind of think about, well, that's a curious thought, you know, to disguise yourself as a meteor to get in here. Nobody'd give you a second thought. I mean, they'd probably, you know, like me, I'm watching this going, wow, that's super cool. And I had, you know, don't give it a second thought after that. What if it is an alien spacecraft? And you're, you know, we just like, cool. And then we just share the video and that's it. And here they are, more
and
of
here
them.
They are running around. Yeah. That's interesting. That is very cool. It's very cool to think about it. Yeah, because that was spectacular. I've never seen one like that before.
I haven't seen one like that either. I mean, there might be videos out there that I haven't seen, but I'm sure there's videos out there I haven't seen, but that was really impressive. So, but that's what made me think of, like, I wonder if that's a tactic that they use, you know, to come in, and we wouldn't give it a second.
We would never know. Yeah, no, that is awesome. They come in different colors. Well, you know, we were just saying, Cater, that I've never seen something like that in blue. That was a spectacular blue. You know, you should, if you click on it, you can see it yourself. But usually they're like fireballs. Like, they look like fire, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, what is that show? Paranormal Caught on Camera, I think. I was watching that until I got really upset with the one that they showed from Minnesota, which is totally debunkable. But they had some fireball kind of things, too, and the one that I saw on that show, I think, was bright orangish yellow.
Yes.
And it was during the day. So I don't know. I haven't seen a blue one before, so I thought that was kind of cool.
I know. Yeah, I've never seen one quite like that before. So that's the whole different
end of
the light spectrum.
Mufi in the chat room said, or we just dodged a mass extinction event. Possible.
Yes.
What if? What if we go the other direction for it? What if it was a meteor and something shot it out of the sky, blew it up? That's what the bomb, you know, they bombed it or something. Maybe it was even our alien friends to help our planet.
Oh my, we're really getting exciting here. I love it.
Well, why would that? I mean, why not think that? You know, that's what maybe they said, you know, someone says it's a sonic boom, but what if it was someone helping us avoid a mass extinction event?
You never know. Remember sonic booms? You know, when I was growing up, we had those sonic booms all the time. You know, I haven't really heard.
Where'd you live? What do you mean you had sonic booms all the time?
I grew up in Northeast Minneapolis. And, you know, it's we used to hear them all the time. They used to make the front door shake even. They think it was the planes. Remember? Because that's when planes really started.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Go on. Boy, that's as old I am.
That's when they started going. They were going before that.
I know that. But I mean, that was when they were really, you know, that was early in the days when everybody started taking the planes. Let's put it that way. It wasn't just the high class or the first class people, you know? So there were many more of them, but oh my goodness. Well, you know what? We're a minute already past our halfway mark. So we're going to go to commercial break, and this is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Those geek ladies, Sean and Victoria from Exploring the Paranormal with Geeks Paranormal, are at it again with another amazing season full of paranormal celebrity interviews with amazing guests and stories of haunted locations and so much more. You will hear it first on Para X. Tune in Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Central. You will not be disappointed.
Heidi, have you listened to The Calling lately?
Why, yes, Steph, I have. It's really good. Have you?
Absolutely. It's what I would say is a wild and woolly affair.
So does that mean it's a wild and woolly Wednesday show?
Well, I definitely think that that's true.
So you know we listen, since The Calling is the sibling show to our show, The Gathering.
Listen to The Calling Radio Show with Jerry, Willow, and Kimberly Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right here on the Para X Radio Network.
At home, at work, or anywhere. Thanks for making Para X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para X.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network, and we have our paranormal smorgasbord tonight, and have had all sorts of crazy topics already. And cool questions from the chat room. So thanks everybody for pitching in. And we're talking about the big fireball in the sky over in Colorado this week, yesterday, I think it was, and that was pretty impressive. And our secret theories around what it might actually have been or what actually happened. But
yeah, I mean,
guessing.
It's amazing. So for those of you in the chat room, if you haven't clicked on that link, click on it and have a look, because it is quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was neat. So I had to bring it up on our show tonight.
Yep.
So one of the, I think I mentioned, I'll just talk about the show because I got kind of irritated when I mentioned earlier the Paranormal Caught on Camera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever, have you ever watched that show?
Okay. I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
I didn't watch it in order. I was watching it and then I happened to catch an episode, and I think it was in the first season with Minnesota. They had Minnesota in there, and I thought, oh, that's cool. And don't even tell me. They used the Mystic Lake lights.
Oh, geez. Yep. Seriously?
Yep. They used the Mystic Lake lights as a paranormal experience. And I went, you've got to be kidding me. Absolutely no research was done before they just take this video and slap it up on TV as Paranormal Caught on Camera. I'm like, that's the Mystic Lake lights. They are on every night, or I'm assuming every night. I don't live in that area, but they're on all the time and night, and it's not paranormal at all. So
what did they say about them? That they were paranormal, or
that they're these mysterious ring of circular lights that are, they just stay there. They don't move. It's amazing. How does that happen?
God.
Wow. Really? It's coming from the ground.
going up. Do you know that there's a casino there with really big lights that, you know, it happens, it looks kind of in the shape of a teepee, you know? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That was disappointing. So then I kind of lost any respect I had for the show because I thought, well, what if the rest of it is all, you know, debunkable?
Well, yeah.
So that was disappointing. So I wanted to clarify why I kind of went hard on that show because of that. I thought you can't put that out there and say it's paranormal when it's so easy to prove what it is. So,
well, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's sad. That's really sad when you think about it.
It's too bad.
It is.
I just think if you're going to make a TV show, you think you'd put a little bit of effort into making sure that it's not so easily debunked. But I guess maybe they don't. Maybe it's just watch it and you get what you get.
I agree.
So,
the veil is thin. Has anybody in our chat room, and we have quite the number of people in our chat room, which is always fun.
There's a ton of people in the chat room.
Any experiences, you guys? Have you had any, you know, paranormal craziness going on? If you do, write it down and so we can talk about it because that's fun.
It is fun, especially this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I was going to say is, you know, when Squatchers, we've always felt like, you know, maybe the spring and the fall were also good times to look for Sasquatch, right? Mm-hmm. If he migrates, I don't know if he does. I think he's an interdimensional creature. You do too. But I have been hearing from other researchers that, you know, they're getting some good stuff at night now, you know, in the fall. So I just thought I had to bring that up because I thought that was interesting. So what is that correlation there? You know, it's that interdimensional thing. Who knows? You know, maybe they have an easier time getting a hold of us too. I don't know. Interesting stuff though. You know, we just don't know, you know?
Yeah. I wonder, you know, because I would assume that if you're going to do a lot of, maybe this time of year is better for travel, you know, and it might be just something with our atmosphere, the temperature or whatever, I don't know, or just the daylight combination. I mean, who knows what all might play into it. You know, same thing with spirit, you know, why?
Yeah.
You know, you have that transition and, you know, this is the spring and the summer is that balance, you know, you have a really nice balance where it's very even with the dark and the light. So I don't know. I think it's, you know, there's all sorts of ideas around it.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Joe was saying that he went to Seeky Hollow State Park yesterday. Chief Brian talked about that when he was on our show and how the little people are there and Bigfoot, but Joe didn't see me. Well,
you know what I'd be interested in doing? Joe, I know you take pictures and they're amazing. He's an amazing photographer. And I would wonder, so here's so this is a trick that I learned from Marilyn. She's a gal that we investigate with. And she always uses a magnifying glass to look at her photos. I wonder if, Joe, you printed out some of your photos and looked at them with a magnifying glass in like the trees and the leaves and stuff. I wonder if you might see stuff. You might have to look at it with a magnifying glass. Maybe you do that, you know, too. But it might be things that you can't see while you're there.
Yes.
But you'd see it in the photos later.
Yes. Yes. Well, and, you know, like, you know, when I have seen little people, for example, it's always like I can see the outline. We've talked about this on the show. And I've talked about this with Chief Brian, too, Elkhart Running. And what he says is whenever you think you see, and this includes Bigfoot, right? Bigfoot, little people, they're kind of all in the same bunch. Don't look at them straight on. Look at them with your peripheral vision, and you should be able to see the whole, what they look like, you know? Because when I've seen little people, I see like, and this is what I described to him too, like hard outlines of something looking at me around the tree and kind of dancing around and sneaking back behind the tree. And he said, oh yeah. And if you would have looked at them with the corners of your eyes, you would have seen him, you know? So it's possible that they were there and you just didn't see them, but definitely look at your photos, Joe, because that would be cool. And someday I do have to get to that park out there. Cause I think that would be so fun, you know?
Yeah. absolutely. But I wonder if you might have, if you took a bunch of photos, like I assume you do, that you mm-hmm. would have caught something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but yeah, I definitely have to get out there. And I know Chief Brian, every time I talk to him, he always says, when are you coming out? When are you coming out? I'm like, yeah, you know, just like everything else, right? We're so busy. We have so many things going on. And we have to pick and choose where we're going because there's only so much time that we have. But yes, definitely need to go. A few hundred, he said. So, Joe, I'm hoping you find something. And if you do, do let us know, okay? Because we would like to see him, because that would be cool. But yeah, I just wonder what you might have caught, because that would be a good thing to look for sure. Sherry's saying, what about the Hawaiian little people myth? What about the Hawaiian little people myth? I guess I don't know what that is, Sherry.
I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it. That would be something I'd have to get a heads up on ahead of time and do some research, because I don't know. But I have heard of it. I just don't know enough about it to make any kind of comments other than mm-hmm. I've heard of it. So mm-hmm. If you know something.
Yeah.
She said they built a bunch of sites.
Sites.
Okay. Cool. Are they still there?
I don't know.
I mean, are they said to be still there? I'm curious. If you know about the little people, we'd love to hear it, because I don't know. I just have heard of them, but I couldn't give any information. Mm-hmm. She said supposedly small people. Well, that would make sense if you call them little people.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I remember when I was talking to Chief about this, had quite a conversation one time, and I was telling him everything I had seen. And when I was telling him about this, and he said, well, how tall do you think? And I said, I don't know, 12 to 18 inches maybe. And he said, okay, that's little people. And I'm like, okay, you know. And he said, next time you see that, you feel it, because you can feel him, right? Just mm-hmm. like I'm assuming if Bigfoot's near, Heidi, I'm sure we've felt him, right? We just haven't seen him with our eyes, which may again be, if we'd have maybe, you know, just kind of walked around and looked out of the corner of our eyes, maybe we would have seen something. I don't know, you know, but that's definitely, you know, what he said. And he said, because he lives near there, he lives in South Dakota. And I mean, he had that story about the little person in the car with his son, you know, so yeah, they happen a mm-hmm. lot.
I saw them in, do they go in trees? Because I saw what it looked like was little people in trees when I was up north. I was really far up north mm-hmm. doing a clearing. Mm-hmm. And it was not really far up north, but it was like north of Bemidji quite a ways. And mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where it was, but they were everywhere in the trees. Mm-hmm. I was shocked because I was thinking, I'd never seen anything like that before. And they were just watching. They weren't doing anything. So mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, mm-hmm. didn't make... It was fine. But I thought, wow, this is so cool. They're just standing, like, watching and waiting to see what we're going to do.
Well, and when I saw them, we were walking through the woods. And you know where it was way up north, and it was Karin and I and Katie. And what was interesting is both Karin and I stopped, because we just both had this hair, you know, raising kind of thing. Karin, you're in the chat room, so feel free to jump in. But both Karin and I were like, oh, something's here, you know, and I kept looking down at this, you know, ravine, and I kept, you know, there's something there, but I just couldn't see it, you know, and so we moved on, and then we came back the same way, and then I saw what looked like these little hard outlines kind of poking back and forth around the trees, and they were on the ground, though, so they weren't up in the trees, but definitely in the woods. So why couldn't they be up in the trees? You know, Bigfoot goes up in the trees. So I'm guessing little people do too, you know? Yes, it was, Karin. And it was crazy. It was just crazy. And both of us, and then Katie was like, oh yeah, it does feel kind of weird here, you know? And then I kept staring. And that's when I saw these, wish I would have known to kind of look the other way and looked through the corner of my eyes to see what I would see, you know? It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Cool. Yeah, very cool. Oh, so Cindy has a question in the chat room. So she says, I have a question based on Ancient Aliens show and a documentary about children with superpowers. Do you think we all have altered DNA, parentheses, from thousands of years ago, from aliens, and not everyone's is activated, or that aliens are altering current DNA to create the powers? Good question. Good question. Let me think about it for a second, which you can't do on the radio.
I know. I was just reading it again because I was doing something else when you were reading it.
I think just from what I've done in some of my research, working with my guides, I'll say that, not online, but working with my guides and doing my work, I believe that we have altered DNA that's been there for a long time. And could it have been... I don't know that it's like a switch that gets flipped on. You know, I think some people, you know, it develops through lineage or over time or whatever. But certain things, you know, could line up perfectly. You have this perfect, you know, connection of, you know, people that come together with altered DNA and they have a kid that's just like, boom, right? Mm-hmm. And then I do think the other thing, though, where you could have that they're currently altering DNA to create powers. I think that that's a thing right now too. So I say yes to both.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, I mean, I don't know that that's a yes, no question. Probably is. Do you think we all? Yeah, it's a yes, no question. So that I would say yeah for both though. Well, I just don't think it's super common.
No. And then there's that whole question about the whole negative and positive blood, right? We talked to Nick Redfern about that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he is of that opinion as well, you know?
Yeah. So, I think it's both though, for Cindy's question. It's been around for a long time and it's current. Superpowers though, I don't know what that means what kind of superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have someone that's freakishly smart or strong or intuitive? You know, I'd love to see some kid just like flying across the sky. That would be amazing.
Right?
That would be a cool superpower. I'd love to have that superpower if I could elevate.
That would be so awesome.
Levitate.
That would be so awesome. I'm thinking of that movie. Remember that movie that was out like in the 90s? And it was, they talked about superpowers and it was Kurt Russell and Kelly, can't think of her last name. She was married to John Travolta. She passed away recently. And they had like superpowers and they had kids who came into their powers then. You know, it was all just,
I haven't heard of that.
But yeah, no, it was a good movie. Kelly, what is her name? What?
Preston.
Yes. I thought it was a good movie. But and it was a funny movie too. Okay. Do you know what I mean? But interesting, that's what makes me think of superpowers because they were always waiting for their kids' superpowers to show up, you know?
Sounds kinda like X-Men. Well, our current, X-Men. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Superpowers. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think both for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, very cool. Good questions. But yeah, this has been, we've talked about just an amazing array of things tonight.
I know.
Which is always the way on the Paranormal Smorgasbord.
That's what makes this show so awesome, is mm-hmm. that we talk about all sorts of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A big old chat room tonight, which is cool.
I know. Absolutely. So I got to ask, we haven't talked about your bees for a while. Are you going to harvest honey this year?
We're going to try and do a little bit this fall. Mm-hmm. We have two new hives this year. Mm-hmm. And our first hive that we had last year, we split, which is one of the new hives we have this year. So I don't know how much honey we're going to get because we kind of goofed up our first hive. We put two brood boxes and one super, which means lots of babies. And so you can't take the honey out of the frames that have all the babies in it because you're going to get, first of all, like lots of, you know, little baby bees in your honey and they're not going to be born. Mm-hmm. And so you're screwing up what they're making. You know, they make what they need based on the size of the house they have. And when you give them lots of room to have babies, they have lots of babies and then they need lots of honey and they mix it all together because they can.
Yeah.
And so.
Absolutely.
we didn't put the separator in the right spot. So the queen has access to a lot of space in there, and so she makes a lot of babies. And also there's a lot of honey for all those babies, and so we can't get a lot of honey out of that one. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get some honey. Mm-hmm. We do feed them over the winter, so they will be okay. But we want to, you want to keep honey in there for them because that's what they prefer. So anyway, but next year we should have a good harvest of honey as long as our hives survive the winter. Mm-hmm. And then we will we're going to get three more hives next year too. So we should have six next year. And pretty soon we should have pretty good harvests of honey on a yearly basis. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this honey, and I was actually telling a client about this the other day, is that I go out and do energy work with the bees.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be like super infused, and it's going to be, and we tasted some of it this year because we had to scrape some of the wax off because it was like sealing the hive closed. Mm-hmm. And so we had to scrape a lot of, you know, just the extra stuff off, and we got some honey and it tasted like apples because we have our apple trees here. Mm-hmm. And so it had a little fruit undertone to it, and it was amazing. Sure. So good.
Yeah. Awesome.
So
awesome.
Very good for, it's very good for all mm-hmm. sorts of good energy things. Mm-hmm. And tasty.
Well, bees are just, I love bees. You know, I really do.
They're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And so, we need them.
Well, we need them. Absolutely. Absolutely. We do. So that's awesome. Yeah. And I need some honey. So I think I'm going to buy some at the farmer's market. I just used the last of mine up.
Yeah. We don't have any quite yet. So we should have some. I hope within the next couple of weeks we can get some harvested before winter. And then next year we should be up and running for mm-hmm. being able to, you know, sell some, you know, as we go. Because I mean, there's a list of like 1,000 people that want honey right now from us. So, but we'll be able to start getting it out there hopefully next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my suggestion is for all of you who need honey, go to the farmers markets because they really do have a lot. And see, I'm going to try an experiment where I've heard if you have a teaspoon of honey a day from bees in your area, that it will help with your allergies.
That's the theory.
So I want to try it out. So I'm going to go to the farmers market because there's a lot of farmers there who have farms just right around here. North Metro, West Metro, whatever, and buy some honey and just give it a try, you know?
Yep. Yeah. The local stuff, you got to get the stuff that's, mm-hmm. Harvested wherever you live.
Yes.
That's the point, is it's going to have the pollen from the local bees. Trees and flowers and all that stuff that you might be allergic to. So
exactly.
You want to have that honey. So yeah, try it and see if it works for you.
Yep. And you know, honey is so good anyway. You can use honey for so many things. It's really good for your skin. It's good for, I mean, there's just a ton of things honey is good for. So, and it tastes good, right? So,
oh yeah,
all kinds of deals. It's good. Yeah. Dave's saying it helps with a lot of stuff. Absolutely. It does. So, so this is a busy month. You have a lot of things going on too. Now you have a weekend coming up too, up north, right?
Yes, we have, I have a couple of things coming up. I have Priestess Circle coming up this weekend. It's our second mm-hmm. to last one. It's our death and rebirth weekend, which I'm really excited for. And then two weekends after that, we have the Spirit Experience weekend up at mm-hmm. the Palmer House. And mm-hmm. so I'm excited for that because it's our Halloween event. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a really cool dance party for our Halloween party, because we always have a Halloween party, of course, for the Halloween mm-hmm. weekend. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a dance party with SLS cameras. So we're going to ask Spirit. Oh, we funny. Asked them last year to join us. And I could feel that they were there and I could see them, but of course not everybody can. So we have someone that's going to bring some SLS cameras. Good. And we're going to ask if they want to come to our dance party and see if we can see them on camera when we're there. So that should be pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun to see them. I mean, like I said, when we were at the Palmer House, we had an SLS camera with us. It wasn't ours. We borrowed it. But, you know, we asked them to dance. They danced. I mean, you know, it was really interesting. You know, they danced and they, you know, we told them to put their head up. You know, whatever we told them to do, they pretty much did. So it was quite exciting. So that'll be really fun for you, I think, you know.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Yeah, so are you having an open house this year?
I am.
At your studio?
Halloween open house in the new space. Yep.
Yeah.
It's October 28th. It's free. Yeah, free for whoever can stop by from 6 to 9. And mm-hmm. it's in my studio. So you can look that up at myspiritexperience.com. And it's Thursday, October 28th.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So yeah, it's two days after the big gathering Halloween show. So that'll be fun.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Big week.
Yeah. It'll be a really busy week. So, and I know we have a couple, we have another paranormal investigation later this month too, of one that we did before, because there's just everything there. There's Bigfoot, UFOs, paranormal, and we just didn't spend enough time there when we were there last time. So we're doing that, and we're going to do some Bigfooting. And so, yeah, it is busy, you know, busy paranormal, Sasquatchy, the whole nine yards this yep. month. So it'll be fun.
Cool.
So, and next, plug. So our,
I was going to remind you.
Our sibling show, The Calling Radio. Let me tell you what they are going to talk about tomorrow night. They're going to talk about ghosts, UFOs. Oh, goodness. And I'm not going to say what the actual poster says. But yeah, so that'll be interesting. And Willow is actually flying into Minneapolis on Thursday because she's coming to the event in Humbert. So that'll be fun to meet her in person, you know?
Cool.
Yeah. So listen, so tune into The Calling tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that will be fun. And next week on our show, we have Wendy Webb. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And I think her book comes out this week. I'm not going to be able to read it, I don't think, before then. I know she talked about, well, I can get you a copy. And I'm like, I'm not going to have time to read it anyway, which is sad. But I wonder if it's on Kindle, because, you know, I could sure get it on Kindle. You know what I mean? And just read right. a little bit here and there. I'm going to have to get a hold of her this week. Yeah, because she said, I'll just drop one by. And I'm like, oh, I don't really have time to read it. But I'm excited to read it. So it'll be another wild and woolly and fun supernatural thriller, no doubt, yes. you know. So I can't wait. So, and she's going to be in the studio with us, I believe. I will yep. confirm that with her later this week or Monday. So that'll be super fun. I'm excited for that. So yes,
that'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It will be very cool fun.
To do in-studio shows.
Yeah, they're always the best. They're always the best. I was just going back in the chat room to see if we've missed anything, because there's so many comments, and I know that we didn't get to them all, probably. But if we didn't get to it, I'm sorry. We've been talking, and, you know, it is.
Yeah, there have been a
it's
ton of
comments. It's the paranormal smorgasbord.
Yeah, there's tons of comments, tons of people in the chat room. Thank you. Yeah, that's been awesome tonight.
Uh-huh. So anyway, so, you know, thank you all for listening in and making the Paranormal Smorgasbord what it is, because it's always so much fun every month. And it's because of you, all of you that join us in the chat room and, you know, talk about crazy things and ask questions and have comments and tell us some things that we don't know about. So thank you. And to the troops who may be listening, thank you for your service. Be safe. And if you're back at home, yay. Thank you.
Absolutely. And again, like we said earlier, everybody in the chat room, thanks so much for tuning in and sharing your comments and questions and stories. We love seeing people in the chat room. And anybody listening out there, wherever you are, thanks so much for tuning in. We love having you here. Para X, thank you for hosting us every week. We love it in our home here. Mm-hmm. And then Sarge, our most amazing producer on the planet. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For doing what you do, getting us Absolutely. All hooked up here. So, yeah. Thanks, everybody.
All right, everyone. Make it a good week, and we'll see you next Tuesday.